Dan Fellini with Public Interactive. I mean, it couldn't be a better title for what's going on today or what the aspiration is.
Right. And it's kind of funny because the name was invented, what, 5 or 6 years ago, or even probably longer than that. It's always been our vision. At points, we were probably a little ahead of the game with it, but we've already developed a pretty full suite of tools for stations to engage their listeners online. So the next logical step is to develop the tools to let the users engage themselves and engage the station back. It's reversing the channel. It's reversing the broadcast out to your listeners. Now the listeners can broadcast back to the station and to themselves.
Terry Heaton was speaking earlier, and he said that he wasn't too keen on podcasting because he felt it was kind of the same old. And I'm wondering how you feel.
I'm also not a huge fan of podcasting. You know, I don't spend a lot of time commuting. So I think if I did, I'd probably have more of a reason to be actively engaged in listening to podcasts. As far as creating podcasts, I don't feel like I have enough to say to fill a half an hour podcast with anything of note to contribute anything to the discussion. If I did, maybe I'd do a podcast, maybe I'd do a blog, maybe I'd write a column for my local newspaper.
But bloggers, do they always have something to say?
No. And that's the problem, and that's why I don't find blogging on the whole all that interesting. I think it's an interesting idea that people have a voice and that people can with almost no money, have that voice go out to the world, and that's great. But the problem is, if you don't have anything to say, I'm not really interested in reading blog posts about people's cats. And the problem is, there's no real good filter out there to tell me, okay, this person talks about their cat, but this person talks about Big Oil.
The kind of atmosphere that generally takes over at a conference is gung-ho. Let's not criticize. Let's not look at the problems. What is the effect of all of that?
I think it's actually changing. Back a year or two ago when podcasting was just taking off, everyone was all gung-ho about podcasting. Everyone wanted to do it. But no one really looked at the negative side of it, which is what is the return on the investment for podcasting? No one really cared. It was just, I need to be there because everyone else is. I think now people are starting to say, okay, let's sit down and talk about it. Let's analyze it and see what the return on the investment is. Let's not just do it because everyone else is doing it.
Let me just ask you, Dan, whose side are you on in this? The individual who's trying to make it and be heard, or the kinds of institutions we've been talking about today, the traditional public media?
I'm on the side of supporting anyone or any institution that has something to say. Like I said, I'm more interested in efforts with some substance. That's why I'm a public broadcasting fan as opposed to a fan of Clear Channel. You know, we as a company, we're definitely on the station side. We also, we're in the midst of developing tools that are going to empower the station's listeners. So we're on everyone's side.
What kind of tools are those?
Right now we're in the midst of developing something called Public Action, which is going to be an application. It's a community engagement social networking application to start off with. And we hope that it's going to grow into much more than that, where it's going to be a space where people can create content on their own and also, which is more exciting, enhance content that already exists, content the stations and shows are creating. So, if a show creates a piece of content and says, enhance this content, we'll then take submissions of audio, video, text, whatever the technology happens to be that day. There'll be a filter, and all of that content will be packaged with the original content. So not only will you have the station or show produce content, but you'll have this much bigger piece of content that everyone with something to say has contributed to.
Dan, do you think public broadcasting is elitist?
Wow. Boy, that's a question. I don't think that it aims to be elitist. I don't think that by its very nature that it's elitist, no. I do think that it's perceived that way. I think that it's perceived as being a liberal elitist institution. I don't necessarily think that it is.
And yet it's an institution that generally doesn't have enough money,
right?
That's full of volunteers often, that initially began with somewhat of a public service attitude. So why the image of elitism?
Well, I think that you'll always have a vision of elitism when the discussion goes beyond our borders and becomes a global conversation. I think that global conversations whenever you have a global conversation, it's seen by a lot of people as being an elitist thing to do.
That's very interesting. I'm going to have to think about that.
Yes. Well, you can read about it in my blog.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.